In today's program, we challenge some of your most basic assumptions about food, where it comes from, how it's prepared, and why the choices you make today about what you eat will drastically affect our future on Earth.
Seed is the living source of life on Earth, and without it, we would perish. He or she who controls the seed controls the food, controls the people.
Those huge corporations that face little competition are able to extract extremely large revenues and profits out of that chain and leave very little for the family farmers. And what the family farmers do get is quickly snatched away by chemical and seed and fertilizer companies who themselves have tremendous market power.
Hello, I'm Liz Chambers. You may be aware that the United States has more obese people than any other nation on the planet. About two-thirds of us are carrying unhealthy pounds. What's going on? Are we all just lazier, with less willpower than past generations, as we're told by the corporate media? Or is something else changing the way we eat?
Americans eat about half their calories from processed foods: pasta, bread, bagels, salad oils, mayonnaise, donuts, cookies, crackers, rice cakes, breakfast bars, chips. And that's about, and it's about 36%, which is more than half of the processed foods, is true junk food. Sugary, white flour, junk food is 36% of the American diet. We eat about 42% of calories from animal products. And you guys know that animal products and processed foods are the same. They're similar. They have similar characteristics, right? Because both animal products and processed foods don't contain phytochemicals and vitamins and minerals and antioxidants.
Corporations profit when they hook us on unhealthy foods. Eating poorly leads to obesity and health problems. As a result, we buy diet plans and products. When our health declines, we purchase drugs to treat diabetes, allergies, and other growing ailments. All along the way, corporations make money from our misery. Why does healthy food cost so much more than processed products? A can of vegetables, which has lost much of its nutritional value, for example, costs about a third as much as the same fresh vegetable. An organically grown version of this same crop can cost 2 to 3 times more. One reason for this price difference: corporate welfare, the U.S. government's massive tax giveaways to giant industrialized farms.
The combination of Kraft and Nabisco creates a real global leader in the food industry. Scale is a real advantage in this industry. As Kraft has proven, it increases both efficiency and effectiveness.
The average citizen doesn't really understand both the momentum and the extent to which consolidation is taking place in our whole food and agriculture system. Just to give you a couple of examples, 80% of our beef products now are being processed by just 4 companies. In seed companies, the vast majority of the seed that farmers plant now comes from just 4 clusters of companies. And what's even more worrisome now is, in the last decade, that same kind of concentration has been taking place in the retail sector. And Heffernan now projects that in the next 10 years, all of the food in the retail level in the world will be controlled by 6 retail firms, only one of which will be American, and that's Walmart.
Even the Heritage Foundation, a right-wing think tank, has warned that corporate farm subsidies are wiping out small farms. And many of the companies getting the biggest checks from the government don't even produce food. Research has linked diets containing meat and processed foods to a long list of health problems, from higher levels of diabetes to heart disease and even cancer. The fast food industry plays an increasing role in U.S. nutrition, or lack thereof. Americans eat almost half of their meals outside the home and get 30% of their daily calories from fast food. Companies such as McDonald's have mastered the use of flavor-enhancing chemicals to make high-fat, salty foods even more desirable.
Not exactly.
I'm saying there's in the meat.
tastes like it's right off the grill.
You don't think it needs, like, liquid smokes?
No. No. I think it's perfect.
Now that 7% of the nation's farm conglomerates produce 80% of our food, global corporations such as Monsanto and ConAgra hope to go even further. They intend to monopolize the global food chain. These companies are creating what are called genetically modified organisms in the laboratory.
As a world leader in agricultural products and biotechnology crops, we offer many dynamic positions in all aspects of our business, including R&D, sales and marketing, seed production, manufacturing, and animal agriculture.
Using viruses, Monsanto has created a genetically mutated wheat, which is resistant to one specific brand of herbicide, Roundup. Farmers spray these crops with Roundup, and every plant except the mutated wheat is killed. Guess who produces Roundup herbicides?
Then in the 1970s, Monsanto introduced Roundup. Because of its ability to kill most weeds, it became one of the most popular herbicides in history. Normally, Roundup kills anything green. But if the plant is Roundup ready, when it is sprayed, it doesn't die. Now the company that sells you the herbicide also sells you the seed.
Here's what happened when one of the first GMOs quietly hit the shelves.
Last fall, during lunch with co-workers, Grace Booth enjoyed 3 chicken enchiladas. The food, she recalls, was very good, but then something went very wrong.
And I felt my chest getting tight, and it was hard to breathe.
She didn't know, but she was going into shock.
What are you?
At the time, the national corn market was in an uproar. Starlink, a gene-modified corn not approved for human food, had been found in taco shells, and recalls were emptying the shelves of corn products. The fear was possible allergic reactions.
If I want a bowl of cornflakes, I want to know that it's safe to eat a bowl of cornflakes.
Do you feel that level of safety right now?
Absolutely not.
Biotech firms continue to take steps that will give them more control over the entire farming process. By patenting seeds, they limit the ability of farmers to choose their own crops. They're also leading efforts to make farming even more dependent on petroleum-based fertilizers and herbicides. We'll be right back.
These are dark times, young Cuke.
What do you mean, Obi-Wan Kenobi?
For over 1,000 generations, organic food like us lived in harmony with the ways of the farm.
The farm?
Yes, Cuke. The farm is what gives us our power. It's a kind of a field that creates all edible things.
Wow.
But alas, the market has been taken over by the dark side of the farm. An empire of pollution and pesticides has ruthlessly conquered the market, nearly wiping out our organic birthright with unsustainable, short-sighted practices like genetic engineering, irradiation, and massive chemical pesticide use. Seduced by artificially lower prices, people don't even want to know where their food comes from. The true ways of the farm are now almost forgotten. But there is a new hope. A growing resistance called the Organic Rebellion is fighting back.
Tofu Gitu, where are you?
You must learn the ways of the farm if you are to join the rebellion and rescue Princess Lettuce.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You are my only hope.
Wow.
Of course, you will need to find friends to help you on your way.
Watch out for those TIE fighters!
I see him, I see him.
Quick, they're headed for that small moon.
That's no moon. That's a melon.
A little tall for an egg, aren't you?
Oh, the uniform.
I'm Cute Skywalker. I'm here to rescue you.
He's now more chemical than vegetable. Twisted and evil. He betrayed and murdered your father, Organakin Skywalker. Use the farm, Cuke. Stretch out with your peelings.
Strong with the farm he is, but our last hope, Cuke is not. There is another. You! When the market you visit, you can keep your family and your planet safe from the dark side by choosing organic.
May the farm be with you. Always.
Walk into any large supermarket. Count the number of times you see this logo. Kraft is owned by Philip Morris. Remember them? They're one of the big tobacco companies that lied about whether they knew nicotine was addictive.
Please consider yourself to be under oath. We just would like to have this for the record.
I don't believe that nicotine or our products are addictive.
I believe nicotine is not addictive.
Now, Philip Morris has changed its name to Altria. But what's going on behind that shiny new label?
Ah, the holidays. That magical time of year is upon us once again. If you're like 99% of American families, you'll be bringing Kraft Foods into your home this holiday season. And by doing so, you'll also be taking part in the largest genetically engineered food experiment in history.
The pavilion is called The Land. Inside, we'll find how research, education, and creativity can help improve the quality of life for the growing number of passengers on the spaceship Earth. Biotechnology has the potential to make a great impact on agriculture. Genetic engineering, splicing genes and cloning plants from single cells or small pieces of plant tissue, will greatly speed crop improvement research. Not only can thousands of cloned plantlets be produced very rapidly in a small space, but they have the added advantage of being sterile, and therefore free of any diseases.
That's right. Kraft is using ingredients genetically engineered in a laboratory. They're serving up new and inadequately tested combinations of DNA never before eaten by human beings, posing risks to our health, such as new allergies, new toxins, and antibiotic resistance. And that's why Kraft counts on you and your family to help them determine the health effects of eating virtually unregulated genetically engineered foods. This method of product safety testing is a favorite of Kraft's parent company, tobacco giant Philip Morris. The truth is, Kraft really doesn't know what genetically engineered products will do to us.
According to some new research, our bodies are more suited to eating plants than meat. What's the evidence? Carnivores typically have short intestines with few curves to aid in digesting meat. But human intestines are 10 times our body length, much better suited to plant digestion. Human stomach acidity is much more similar to herbivores than carnivores, as is our saliva. Our teeth are also best suited for plant eating, with none sharp enough to take down prey and plenty of flat molars. Also, the human body does not process cholesterol the way a carnivore would. Cholesterol only occurs in animal byproducts. Vegetarians and animal rights advocates have argued for decades that the slaughter of domestic animals must end. Remember this familiar face?
People often wonder if you can be healthy on a vegetarian diet. They seem to think as vegetarians as anemic or too weak to walk. Well, the fact is you can be even healthier. For example, vegetarians are less likely to die from certain kinds of cancer, and they're far less prone to heart disease.
Vegetarians from Leonardo da Vinci to Gandhi to Martin Luther King Jr. have touted the benefits of a plant-based diet, but most Americans have only recently begun to evolve beyond meat. Here's how people in the U.S. eat today, based on a new Harris Interactive poll. More than 5 million of us eat no meat at all. That's the 2.3% you see here. Many more refuse the flesh of cows, pigs, or chickens. About 42 million won't touch seafood. What's in it for those who reject eating the flesh and byproducts of animals? In a study by Dr. Dean Ornish, meat eaters who traded in animal flesh and byproducts for vegetables lost about 24 pounds in the first year. Just as importantly, they kept the weight off indefinitely. The Center for Disease Control has found that about one-third of human E. coli infection cases can be traced to contaminated cattle or chickens. Consumer Reports found that 83% of the chicken you purchase at the supermarket is contaminated with dangerous bacteria. Having trouble with your elbows or knees? New research has connected joint problems such as frozen shoulder and arthritis with eating excessive meats, fried foods, and refined sugar. Are you depending on Viagra for what used to happen naturally? Some studies have connected meat eating with lowered sexual performance in men. Vegetarians may live 13 years longer than people on a typical American diet, according to research at the SUNY School of Medicine. And flesh eaters typically develop disabling health problems at a much younger age than vegetarians.
Animal fat and protein have been linked to a number of problems, including heart disease, cancers of the breast, prostate, colon, lung, and pancreas, both type 1 and type 2 diabetes, obesity, mad cow disease, gallstones, kidney stones, dementia, Alzheimer's disease, behavior and mood disorders, osteoporosis, infantile iron deficiency anemia, cataracts, and macular degeneration, I might add, diarrhea, dysentery caused by a number of pathogenic organisms. And as you probably are all aware, we've got this scare of with the spinach. Well, let's just be clear. Spinach does not normally carry E. coli bacteria. That's a contaminant from using cow manure.
Fox News Edge reporter Nancy Perla now says the FDA is set to approve the sale of meat and milk from cloned animals.
These days, food labeled organic is nothing new. But what if the word cloned was printed on packages instead?
Ironically, the rise of factory farming may unwillingly put an end to meat eating. Huge corporations such as Hormel and Sara Lee have recalled millions of pounds of meat because of bacteria contamination. Some of the ground beef you buy may contain flesh from as many as 30 different animals. Little wonder that corporate scientists have trouble keeping bacteria out of chicken, beef, and pork. Raising millions of animals to kill and eat is devastating to our natural environment. World Watch reports that the human appetite for animal flesh is a driving force behind virtually every major category of environmental damage now threatening the human future: deforestation, erosion, freshwater scarcity, air and water pollution, climate change, biodiversity loss, social injustice, the destabilization of communities, and the spread of disease. Animals consume far more resources than the nutritional value provided by eating their flesh. For example, to generate 1 pound of beef requires as much as 6,000 gallons of fresh water and 10 pounds of grain. 70% of all the grain we raise in the U.S. is fed to animals. World Watch estimates that an acre of land used to grow cereals for humans can produce up to 10 times the protein of the same land used to feed cattle for their flesh. High environmental costs also apply to the raising of pigs, chickens, turkeys, and other animals for food. The biggest farms have become notorious polluters of our water and air. Finally, there's the moral dimension of killing captive animals.
Are you aware that animals are suffering in order to put food on our tables?
The largest U.S. slaughterhouses kill one pig every 3 seconds. Such an accelerated speed means that millions of animals have their throats slit or are dropped into scalding tanks while they are still conscious. Pigs are sensitive, intelligent animals. If you are moved at all by this film, please do your part. Stop eating pigs.
On average, about 500,000 animals are killed each day in the United States by electrocution, stunning, or asphyxiation in the case of fish. Killing farm animals is violent, inexact work. Eyewitness reports from slaughterhouse workers describe pigs and cattle being steamed and even skinned while still alive, a horror that the industry denies. But violent death is only part of the dark journey facing animals raised on factory farms. Chickens, pigs, cows, and other creatures fattened in these assembly lines of death face daily torture. Jammed into tiny steel cages, wallowing in feces, they are injected with hormones and antibiotics to make them grow faster. Some never see the light of day. Of course, that's not the side of the meat industry that you and I see.
What if we were served a side of truth?
I'll take a super bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich.
Okay, that'll be meat from a pig who can't even turn around, an egg from a bird kept in a cage so small she can't spread her wings, and the milk of a cow whose calf is taken at birth to make veal. Ma'am? Hello?
Stay with us. Changing our eating habits will soon become a matter of necessity. For example, a new study suggests that by the middle of this century, fishermen will have nothing left to catch. Overfishing is simply wiping out the ocean's biodiversity. At the same time, illnesses such as mad cow disease and avian flu will continue to make animal flesh a less viable food. Local, regional, and even global organizations are mobilizing to put food supplies back into the hands of people. For example, the number of farmers markets has more than doubled since 1994.
Started in June. There's been five or six vendors. Next year, hopefully, we have two or three extra ones. At the grocery stores, they buy huge quantities, like this bulk, you know, this bulk thing, so they get the bulk rate.
How much chemical fertilizer, chemical pesticide goes into getting your sort of conventional tomato from California at any time of the season?
The power to take back our food ultimately rests with you, the person buying the goods. To that end, activists offer several steps you can take to support small farmers, improve your health, and end corporate welfare for industrial farms. By boycotting processed foods and products from any company dabbling in genetic modification, you send a clear message. So-called Frankenfoods will not be accepted at your table. Your representatives in Washington need to hear that future farm subsidies should be weighted towards small local farms that produce healthy food with preferential treatment for organic farmers. When you buy products that are grown close to where you live, you reduce environmental impacts and support local growers. And by purchasing food certified as organic, you take a stand against industrial agri-farms. Joining a local food co-op is an easy way to support local farmers.
The food from this farm travels an average of 50 miles.
About 10 years ago, we started a program for Bay Area families where they can get a basket of our produce once a week. It's called Community Supported Agriculture. And our relationship with those families encouraged us to really diversify. And as a result, as you walk around this farm, you'll see that each field has many different things growing. There's fruits, nuts, citrus, there's grapes, as well as row crops like tomatoes and eggplant and corn.
We've been farming organically for about 25 years, and because it is a system of farming where you are thinking about the human relationship to agriculture. You're thinking about primarily producing good food, food that you have no doubt about what character and quality it has, food that's healthy, that you have no doubt that my kids can eat. And so we've looked to evolve ourselves in a system that is diverse and healthy and sustainable.
Thanks for joining us for this special program. Next month, on our 2-year anniversary, Daniel Noel will talk to us about the true meaning of happiness. See you soon.
Liberty News TV depends on the support of viewers like you, not corporations. Visit our website at libertynewstv.com and let us know you care.